This is KCUR. I'm Michael Byers. A new program in Kansas aims to improve conditions in prisons, but it isn't for the benefit of inmates. The State Department of Corrections is one of many prison and jail systems around the country working to overcome correctional fatigue, the mental and physical stress that leads to job burnout among corrections workers. As Heartland Health Monitor's Alex Smith reports, untangling the knot of troubles that plague the profession can be a complicated task.
Jesus Christ, how the f*** did you survive infancy?
My auntie helped my mom.
That's a rhetorical question! Do you not understand what a f***ing rhetorical question is?
I ain't gonna count to three. I'm not even gonna count to one. You will shut the f*** up or I'll sing you a lullaby.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
From Orange is the New Black to Shawshank Redemption to Cool Hand Luke, prison guards have gotten a bad rap as some of the worst bullies in TV and movies, and that rankles John Bates.
You never see any correctional officer heroes. All you ever see is the bosses, the boss hogs.
Bates has spent more than a decade working as a correctional officer in one of Kansas's major prisons. He preferred to not say which one. On a recent afternoon off at the park, he said he sees corrections as a way to keep the public safe and improve inmates' lives. But it's work that comes with nearly constant stress.
There's a great deal of distrust by the inmate population towards staff, which sometimes ends up in violence, sometimes ends up with nothing more than obscenities.
Those challenges aren't unique to Kansas. Brian Daw is executive director of the American Correctional Officer Information Network, which advocates on behalf of the more than 400,000 publicly employed corrections officers in the U.S.
Everyone figures that's just a job. Well, it isn't just the job to go to work every day having to wear a raincoat so you don't get piss and vomit and excrement and semen and mucus thrown at you.
The Kansas Department of Corrections hopes Dr. Katarina Spinaris can help improve things for its staff, which includes over 2,000 correctional officers. Spinaris is a psychologist based in southern Colorado who coined the term correctional fatigue to describe the detrimental effects of the work. According to her research, 27% of correctional officers suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. That's comparable to the figure for combat veterans. Corrections work can also trigger anxiety problems, substance abuse, and depression, and the toxic work environment of a prison can lead to negative thinking patterns.
To be mistrusting, cynical, to find fault with things, to blame a lot, seeing people as good or bad, all or nothing kind of thinking.
Correctional fatigue can spill over into physical health as well, causing high blood pressure and weight gain. One study shows correctional officers have an average lifespan of just 59 years. Spinaris says correctional fatigue can also influence the treatment of inmates.
It could end up in people being unprofessional, crossing boundary lines, and being too harsh and punitive.
About 2 years ago, the National Institute of Corrections started contracting with Spinaris and her company Desert Waters Correctional Outreach to work with jails and prison systems around the country. This fall, Spinaris and her team will come to Kansas to work with prison faculty and conduct an assessment of how the state system works. But Rebecca Proctor of the Kansas Organization of State Employees says more needs to be done.
Having a program to reduce stress without addressing the staffing and equipment programs is like putting a bandage and a topical cream on a sore that's caused by a body-wide infection.
Proctor says budget cuts have left facilities poorly maintained and wages low. She says the starting wage of about $13.50 an hour isn't enough to attract good workers, and wage freezes in recent years have made it harder to retain workers. The twin problems of understaffing and overcrowding have forced officers to take on the duties of multiple employees as well as forced overtime.
If you're someone who's working a maximum security unit, your inmates know how long you've been on the job. They're observant. They watch. They see you're not getting relieved.
Proctor says the understaffing problem has left officers unprotected and vulnerable. A series of attacks against officers over the summer sent shockwaves through the system, according to John Bates.
The officers on the inside, there's some of them that are scared. Not just concerned, they're scared today.
Anytime we have a staffing vacancy, it's because we've had a recent resignation. And just like with any business, it takes time to rehire for that position.
That's Jeremy Barclay, a spokesman for the Kansas Department of Corrections. He points to an annual turnover rate of about 16% for staff and explains that prisons have a staffing pattern plan to make up for those frequent holes. The plan involves overtime, but Barclay says it's voluntary for officers. The violence, according to Barclay, is something that officers inevitably face working with inmates, not an issue of understaffing.
In terms of do we have the right amount of staff in place? Yes. And do we have the right staff in the right positions? Yes, we do.
That said, officials with the Kansas Department of Corrections are optimistic about the program to treat correctional fatigue. Brian Daw of the American Correctional Officer Information Network welcomes the program in Kansas and other states, but he says it's just a start toward improving things for a long misunderstood profession.
We've been around for how long? And this is just happening now? I mean, how long has it been that the police have been dealing with PTSD and that's been recognized? Decades. They've understood it, and they've dealt with it. Yet because we're behind the walls and people don't see us, they could care less.
Alex Smith, Heartland Health Monitor.
Heartland Health Monitor is based here at KCUR and reports on health issues in collaboration with other news agencies.